Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to your Detroit premier poetry show, the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and I'm your host, Poetic Energy. I am so excited about this evening. I'm always excited about the Thursday night open mic evenings because we have some wonderful people that come through and share their voice in poetry and song. If you want to be a comedian, that's all good also. We just love enjoying and having a good time on Thursday night open mic. We do have a lot of artists that sit in their tracks to be played during their open mic segment, as well as their music. If they're unable to attend the Thursday night open mic night, so we're going to get started with some of those tracks this evening and wait for some of our poets to come on through. To share in their voice. And at this moment, I'd just like to acknowledge and welcome all the guests in the chat room. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us this evening. And we are going to play some of our favorite people tracks. One of my most favorite, maybe I shouldn't say that, but this is a wonderful brother, whom I've not personally met, but I'm very fond of his work, Mr. Auburn Voodoo, and I am going to play his track, Johnson.
I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones, I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Whether they fall flush on the floor or they lift your spirit so high you soar. My Sharia Moore, I adore the very thought of you. Pardon me for not extending my gratitude for the opportunity to set you free, for you are a part of me. You see, if we spent more time building one another up, we won't have to worry much about going down. The sound of your voice alone creates my love, Jones. Not to mention your unique physique and the beauty of your skin tone. On the phone all night in the quiet intimacy where only we exist, I feel the urge. I'm Jones, I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones, I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm jonesing like 3 a.m. on my last fix. Months since the last time I kicked, and I can't seem to concentrate. My legs feel weak and I often get the shakes. You see, I believe me meeting you under a sky so blue on that particular date, it must have been fake. But wait, I'm nothing like them other cats who show you love up until you're trapped. You know the type to break you down all throughout they raps. Too busy, trapped in the limelight. Priorities not in order, busy relying on hindsight. But over the course of years, searching the universe, I've learned to put you first, because I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones, I just want to see you smile. That's the type of thing that makes my day. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. Can't hardly tell if what I see is a shell. I let the chips fall where they may. I'm Jones,
All right, folks, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Show with your host, Poetic Energy herself. That was Mr. Urban Voodoo with this track, Johnson. We like to keep our artists in rotation, especially during the open mic night, because we like to show them a lot of love and know that we're continuing to play the tracks in rotation. Now, this is a track by Neo Soldier, and the cut is called Colors. So we're going to play that for you guys tonight, and then we're going to, you know, mix it with a little music after this, and then a little bit of poetry, and wait for the people to come on through. All righty.
Designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me, limb stroke amber and queenly breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center brushstroke shades, reds passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
Determined and brushstrokes deliberate, swirls and fine. into my colors again and again. My colors once his colors, now brush mingle to create our colors. Sure and fast until my body explodes with colors in this art of making love, and his colors dip and swirl and blend and glide until our colors become saffron and hued with mahoganies and burgundies, and the sensuality of us masterpiece completed. He created me beautiful.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is your host, Poetic Energy. That was a track by Neil Soulja with us. That is one of my favorites also. We see everybody is arriving in the chat room. The number to call in is 917-932-8881. But we're going to keep the show going and keep playing tracks from our favorites. And then I will be, you know, reciting some pieces this evening, and other poets will be coming through. So we are so excited. I am going to play another one of my favorites. This is actually one of our former guests. She is a songstress, but she has a piece on her CD, Vocally Yours. This is Mrs. J. Moi with Layu, and it's a really nice cut.
I miss you. You left a few minutes ago, and I miss you. Your smell lingers on my pillow, and as I pick it up and close my eyes tightly, I inhale you. Even though your presence is not here, your essence is here. And it's a part of me now, captured my heart, and wow, I don't want this to end. These emotions run deep like desert tree roots in search of water to quench its thirst. The roots grow hundreds of feet just to find sustenance. When water's found, it needs not look any further. You are my water. I need not look any further. I know this happened overnight, it seems, but I knew at first glance of you, my eyes captured something special. And I know you felt it too, because upon second glance of me, static electricity had you stuck. Since the sensation was so strong, you had to look away the first time. Eyes glued to my aura and my light welcomed you. No cheap thrills. This is as real as you brushing your lips to my cheek, as me caressing my cheek to your face, as our full lips meeting, as our first kiss. Simply, simply electrifying. Kismet forced us here, so who are we to deny what destiny bestowed upon us? Denying this longing for each other is like denying grass is green and the sky is blue. It's true. Why reject it? So, my water. I will not search for another drink unless you decide to leave me thirsty and my mouth runs dry. I will miss you for now. But know that you are not far. For I have tasted you and you are my love.
All right, y'all, that was Mrs. J. Moi with Layu, and she's one of our really great favorites. She has a CD out called Vocal Doors. She's on Facebook under her name, J. Moi, J-A-I-M-O-I, on the Facebook. so you can connect with her. A lot of people request her tracks and her music, which we will be hearing a little bit later, some of that. Okay, I see someone on the chat, on the switchboard, so I'm going to connect them in.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Well, you all have Stylisa. Hello. How are you, Poetic Energy Radio?
Hello, Stylisa. How are you? Glad to hear your voice.
I'm doing fine, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's great.
That you can stop by this evening.
Yes. Just winding down before I watch Love Jones. I'm actually going to I like to freestyle, you know. That's how I create
okay.
most of my poetry. So I'm just going to freestyle a piece, whatever I'm thinking of. I'm just going to freestyle. And I'm naming this Sentiments of Love.
All right. Do your thing, girl.
Every time I think of you, there is something in my mind that makes me wonder if our love is true. This is the reflections of sentiments of you. I cry when I think of us together. Why do you must ask? I'm thinking of the last moments we were together, caressing, touching, feeling each other. Cosmically, we were exploding within each other like never before. And this is the tear reminiscing with sentiments of you. I find myself so caught up, resuscitating for your love. Like you are my life support, and I just can't get enough of you. I want you. I need you. I'm so deeply into you, and I don't know what else to do, because when we are apart, there is an aching in my heart, and I just want to be with you. And I'm telling you this loud and clear, so everyone can hear and understand that I love you. You are my man, and I don't care what others say, but there is that connection one-on-one between me and you, and these are my sentiments of you. In peace.
All right, and that's that. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I said that was done in peace.
All right, that was that piece. All right, you know how we do it on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Freestyling. So I like
right.
to freestyle because I like my stuff when it's fresh in my head. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. That we really enjoyed that, and it well put together.
Thank you. That was freestyling in my head.
You put it down, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, we're going to continue on, Miss Stylisia, and we are going to play some of your tracks that you have sent into the show a little bit later.
Okay.
All righty. That was Miss Stylisia Bolden, y'all. That was a wonderful freestyle piece. I love it when people freestyle. This just gives us so much, you know, motivation to, you know, try to, you know, go follow after those people that are able to freestyle, because not everyone can do that skillfully. All right. We're going to keep the show going here. We have another caller on the air. Caller from the 318 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy. So we're stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hi, this is Alton Nicole Brown.
Hi, Nicole. How are you? Great to hear your voice.
Doing good, doing good.
So
I'm
going to
taking a request from Strong Island. This is titled, I'm taking a bit on the wild side. This is titled, Are You a Whore?
Okay.
Are you a whore? Women, don't be ashamed to take claim of this name. Why? Why ask why? Take the name and send thrills to your guy. Again, huh? Why? He adores a whore. He admires taming them and pet naming them. What, girl? You don't stand for being a whore? He'll stand, demand, and take a penitentiary chance for it. When I spell it out for you, you will too. It stands for this. Woman he will give a standing ovation to during and after really freak nasty erotic pleasure. A whore is what a man genuinely treasures. Don't get mad when your man calls you a whore. He really values you. Tell him to call you that in bed only if you're uncomfortable. Try this at home. He adores a whore. He'll take a stand for this, and it'll drive you both in erotic bliss. And that's that piece.
All right, now, young lady. Let's clap it up on the call for love. All right. Yes. Woo! You switch gears on us tonight, Nicole. Great job, girl. I love it. All right. That's all right. Switch up, though. Enjoy the piece. Thank you so much for sharing.
All righty.
Off in Nicole Brown, y'all. Make sure you put your information in the chat room, Nicole.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank
you very much.
Okay. All right, we're going to keep the show going here, put you on mute. And all right, that was awesome, Nicole Brown with her. She switched gears on us tonight, but it was all good. All right, we're going to play. Before we move on, I wanted to play one of Alicia's other cuts that she has sent in. This is one of my absolute favorites because it's just, you know, it just really says a lot. Black girls rock. This is an awesome piece, and every woman of color should enjoy this one.
Black girls rock. From the sway of our hair, from the voluptuous curves we wear, men stare. From our ripping the runway, fashionista affair, we flare beauty, boldness, and confidence everywhere. From loving the skin we are in, to being the businesswoman, daughter, mother, and leader. See, we are incredible, unstoppable, undeniable. Did I mention we are yet phenomenal? One of a kind, unique from many shades we reap. We are beautiful, strong, and poised. We rock it well. We rock it swell. From young to old, we rock it bold. We coming out pure as gold. We are queens, Cleopatra in disguise. We are black girls, and we rock. Black girls rock. We are beautiful, strong, and poised. We rock it well. We rock it swell. From young to old, we rock it bold. We're coming out pure as gold. We are queens, Cleopatra in disguise. We are black girls, and black girls rock.
All right, that was Miss Alicia Bolton with Black Girls Rock. That is one of my absolute favorites, and I play it every chance that I get because it's definitely making a statement. And, you know, it's just one of those pieces that you can just really indulge in and just really appreciate. All right, we're going to keep going. I see some more callers on the air, so we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 240 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy. How can I help you this evening? Or what are you going to do this evening? Caller from the 240 area code. Okay. We're just listening in, so we're going to put you on mute and take the next caller. Caller from the 843 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
No, this is Alicia.
Oh, okay. All righty.
I'm just listening.
Okay. All right, we're going to keep it going here. We have a few more tracks that we need to play, and one of our all-time favorites is also one of the people that we play on the show, and that's Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. So we're going to play one of his pieces right now for you. And just keep the show going here. Okay. Mr. Quiet Storm. All right, what can I? You all, this is Poetic Energy, and we are going to continue. That was Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word with his track, Can I? And we are going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 818 area code, you are on the mic with Poetic Energy. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
What's going on, Poetic Energy? This is your boy thinking about something. We in the building. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. You know what's good.
Awesome.
Glad to hear your voice.
That's really good. What's going on? I'm saying. I like that poem she did, right? Big ups to that author Nicole. She said, sometimes you just got to let a hoe be a hoe. Be proud of that shit. That's what's up. That ain't nothing wrong with
yes.
fucking. I'm just saying. You know, the longer you say, get your fuck on. Right about you, of course, but get your fuck on. Get your fuck on. I ain't mad at that. I'm saying, standing ovation up over here, I was clapping. That's what's up.
All right.
A tear came down from my eye because a female was saying it. I was like, that's so beautiful, man. I'm like, because we do say it all the time, but you hear a female say it, you're like, yes. That's what's up.
Yeah, we enjoy that. So, what are you
going to
do for us this evening?
I got this piece. Since you did that poem, I'll do the manhole poem. Sometimes you guys let us be a hole, too. I'm just, ha ha. I'm saying, hey, it is what it is, y'all. I'm saying, so okay. We're the brothers. So, yeah, this piece. I think I did this one. It's called No Names. I think I did this one. But, you know, we just shake shift into it. No names, please. No names, please. You know, I don't care what your name is. Here we go. We're the building. No names, please. Just call me the other man. Not number one, but two or three or four or five. Or when your husband ain't treating you right. Or when your significant other ain't got the time. Remember, thinking about something, got three watches. Men like me always know what time it is. Remembers birthdays too, first dates too, what number weave you wear, because I'm going to put out some of that hair. Dildo damn too, because I got to be safe while I'm kissing that, licking that, rubbing my lips on that, kitty and click, and size A and C, and sometimes double D tits. I'm in a flashback right now with the vapors. So, no names, please. Just call me baby or sweetheart or when he goes to work, when your kids go to sleep, when that finger you named after me is soaked and wet, when your back door is unlocked, when your panties is off, when you done paid for the room, call me. And remember, no names, just fucking. That's what we do. In poem, and that's that piece. We the building. No
way. Yes, I do remember that one. You know how we do. We got to show you some love.
I feel like he was pouring some of that party energy on me all over my bar. That's what's up.
Yes. We thoroughly enjoyed that.
I kind of did too. I'm just saying. I felt good spitting that out there like that. That's what's up. I appreciate the venue. That's what's up. I'm saying.
Yes. They loving us in the chat room, up in the Cole Brown. Hi, Miss Strong Garland. We thoroughly enjoyed that.
Sometimes you gotta let a hoe be a hoe. Let y'all nigga be what he is too. I'm just saying, you know, he don't care what your name is. He just wanna. It's a booty call. He don't wanna know how you do. It's 3 a.m. What you calling for? Girl, you know what I'm calling about.
Yes.
I'm saying.
Okay, we hope you can come through with another piece before the show ends. We're gonna take the next caller on the air, but we thoroughly enjoyed that. Yes, I do remember that piece.
Oh shit!
I remember that hotness.
Oh, that's what's up. We're the building. I just call back in. I'm going to just listen on the computer or whatever. I'm definitely going to call back in. That's what it is. That's what's up.
All right.
Peace. Yes.
All right. Caller from the 678 area code. You are on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have stepping on the mic tonight?
Would that be me?
Yes, caller 678.
Yeah, I'm from 678. Hi.
Hi,
Jimmy.
How are you?
I'm finding yourself. I've had a hard time getting in and hearing you guys, but I'm here.
Oh, yes. We're thankful that you're here. So what are you going to do for us this evening?
This is actually my first time ever doing any of my poetry in front of people. And
wow.
And I've been writing and writing and writing, and I'm a musician, but my friend Trey, who's over the, you know, the website that you're on, he told me about it, so I'm here.
Oh, great. We have to thank Trey for that. Shout out to Trey. Thank you.
My name is Jamise. I'm from Nashville, and I'm going to be doing Who Says You Ain't Beautiful.
All right. I love that title.
Okay, so who says you ain't beautiful? Love me, show me I am all that matters. In spite of my short, kinky afro, my perm bob, my long, stringy hair, I am beautiful. Look at this smile on my face. I am into me, and there's nothing you can do about it. God has continued to mold me and sculpt me into this beautiful goddess that man can admire. That is, if he chooses to. But regardless, as to whether or not he makes the right choice, let's just ask him, are you worthy enough to admire and digest all this beauty? Are you able to glide down this beautiful trail that is adorned with peace, stillness, intelligence, and an inner beauty that screams, acknowledge me? Many feel as if we are privileged to be in their presence, but oh no, my sisters, they got it wrong. God has made us oh so wonderful and all unique in our own ways that allows us to offer more than any man really can handle and maybe not even deserve. It is He who has blessed us and made us perfect in His sight because God make no mistakes. So makeup, weaves, tats, wraps, flab, muscles, pimples, curves, or that flat as a board can never really enhance or disguise the true beauty within. So strut your stuff, girl, and don't look back, because I promise you the ones who are entitled based on God's definition will take you as you are, and that's a fact.
And that's that piece?
That's it.
Oh, right. You know what? First, this we do it on the show. We have to show you some love for that piece. Oh. That is a perfect piece. Oh. Woo.
Wow.
Yes, I love that piece. This is your first time, you said, on reciting your poetry.
It's my first time, yeah, reciting it. I've actually just kind of started writing and sharing it with people beforehand. I was just writing here and there personal things to different people, and I've written like a couple of songs. I've recorded maybe one, and just I would say probably in the last 60 days, I've just kind of started putting it out on my Facebook and writing more, and I've actually kind of probably got about 30 pieces now, I guess.
Wow, well, sister, this is a great debut for you because you did a wonderful job, and we certainly appreciate you sharing your voice on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and we welcome you back anytime to share your voice with us.
Thank you so
certainly
much.
Appreciate that. All right, we're going to mute you and go to the next call, but you're so welcome, and please do hang out if you can. Continue to hang out to the end of the show.
I will.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 732 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, dear.
Hi, my name is Mr. Riley.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
All right, what are you going to do for us?
I was just surfing and I heard the sister before me go ahead and read her piece, so I figured I'd go ahead and throw mine on right behind hers.
All right, we're ready for you.
To my beautiful sisters, long-standing as queens in the time of barbarians, sensuality and sophistication that had men fight wars and give up riches, kings ruled mighty just to have subjects bow to your awesome splendor, giving birth to humanity from your womb, at the center of the earth, encompassing life in your arms, nurturing with your love, feeding from your breasts, milk to nourish the young, from your pots, meat for the strong, and from your heart, love for the family. No key can ever open the door to the majesty that lies within you. Strong is the back that carries the children throughout the infant years. Soft are the hands that touch your man's face to let him know that he doesn't have to be afraid to embrace. My beautiful sisters, where have you gone? You have looked upon the history books and seen the pictures of wigs and extensions, forsaking the locks of shades and lengths from birth to press, dye, fry, and lie, so much that you don't even know what your original texture was. Foundation on the face and rouge on the cheeks. Clear was your skin before Mayflower hit the beach. Now you look to Avon and Max Factor. Maybelline isn't worth what shine and glow you possess. Cabinets in the bathroom were Proactive and Nexus. Why? You had diets the world dreamed of. Skin so soft wasn't a product. You were the prototype they prayed for. My beautiful sisters, where are you? Wherever you went, all the men's heads turned. Even that Italian Mark Anthony burned for a chance at Cleopatra. Slave masters raped and degraded you because they wanted to humiliate you to make their women feel better. They wanted to have your figure. That's why they stared even after they called you niggas. Because they knew that deep down they could never be shaped like you. You took beatings for years, yet grew strong through the tears. Just to now try and look like Britney Spears, my beautiful sisters, where are you? This isn't any hatred. It just hurts to see the sisters nowadays make such a travesty out of their lives. Be proud of who you are, not how you look in someone's eyes. Because whether they respect you or not, you have to love yourself. And if you have to say it to yourself, you deserve it. My beautiful sisters, where are you? And that's that piece.
Ooh, but that was powerful. Woo! You deserve a standard. Oh, my God. I really enjoyed that piece, my beautiful sisters. Oh. You asked some very relevant questions in that piece. How can people connect with you if you if they wanted to connect with you? Are you on Facebook or?
Yeah, but I've really minimized my contacts on there. However, if you really do want to reach me, you can reach me on Facebook, facebook.com/CarlisleR.
Carlisle R. All right, we thoroughly enjoyed with you, and we certainly welcome you to come back anytime to share your voice with the Poetic Energy Radio Show, because that was a very powerful piece. I enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for the time and the opportunity.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All righty, I hope you can continue to hang out with us. We just got a little while longer before the show ends, but great piece, and do come back again. We're here every Thursday night. All righty. We are going to, get this information from our caller 678. This is Poetic Energy. Everybody was asking for your information. Now, I don't know if you signed into the chat room, so I had to get back on the line with you so we can get your information.
Who are you speaking to?
678, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. This is Jamise. I'm here. I'm sorry.
No, I was trying
to sign in onto the blog. I didn't know how to do that, so I'm just on the phone line.
Okay. We're going to. Can you voice your information on so that everyone can hear how to connect with you? So, because quite a few people were asking how can they connect with you.
Okay.
Like, if you have a Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, my Facebook is simply. Jamise, J-A-M as in Mary, E-S-E, and then Cox, C as in cat, O-X as in x-ray.
Okay, J-A.
M as in Mary.
Uh-huh.
E-S-E.
E-S-E.
And then Cox, E-S-E. It's like James with an E.
Okay.
And then it's Cox, C-O-X as in x-ray.
Okay. All righty. We just wanted to get that information for everybody because they were asking. We normally ask that for, you know, everybody likes to stay connected. But I'm going to thank you for the information, and I am just going to put you back on hold since you're still on hold here. All righty. And we are going to keep the show going here. We have another track that we are going to play by one of our favorites here, which is Mr. Urban Voodoo again. Let's see here. Okay. We're going to play his track, Warning.
Yo. My style's abrasive, chop that ass up in seven places. We live in Modellian and contaminated razors. Dead excavators, if I die, then find my faces. As if there were scrolls holding the secrets of the ages. Too complicated for scientists to race a bit and back in meditation while my thoughts be germinating. Don't test my face, if you do, exterminate. Closing down on you, clowns like the United Nations. Evacuation, you got seconds to detonate. Leaving bodies on the ground, I'm confronted with hesitation. That was a warning, that was a warning, yeah. That was the one. That was the one. You beat. That was the one. Live and direct. Yeah. Check it. Yeah. Slicing the necks of aristocrats, the razor sharp backs, my battle axe, attacks enemies to the max, all hands on deck, man, your battle stations, resistance is futile, prepare for annihilation, we're coming for you like the starship destroyer, Operation Urban Warrior, paranoia increases, with the shit I releases, blew up the town and done left his family to pick one. Ceaseless, verbal warfare is ongoing, spitting explosive rounds similar to bomb throwing, you got 30 seconds before I detonate, and if you value your life, you best evacuate, the premises. Like Lot and Genesis, I spit fire and brimstone, blowing up cannabis. You niggas need to forfeit, I'll blow you out of orbit. My style is more potent than dope, sword in the black market. Raising reason the season for mutiny approaches. Time to arm these bombs with lyrical overdoses. My verbal explosives, synchronized like mitosis. Splitting crews like chromosomes to see who comes closest. Stay focused, if attention spans too short to overdose. You battling me is futile, like hitting microscopes. We swarm like locusts, derail your train of thought like locomotive. Voodoo's a terrorist, breaking records like Sammy Sosa. No, sir, you can never fade my flows, but if you start to disrespect, I'm like a bomb that goes off and you're softened. I'm the boss, and I don't give a fuck what you flossing.
All right, that was Mr. Urban Voodoo with Warning. All righty, we're going to take the next caller on the air.
You sure?
Caller from the 631 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, you have Strong Island 631. How are you?
Hi, Strong Island. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, doing good.
All right.
Hey, I'm doing a piece tonight. I'm going to do a piece tonight called Men Whore.
Okay.
And this piece goes like this. Men whore is one in the same. Just like us ladies, they can get scabies, scabs, and all things bad. Men whore, that is what you are. Dicking, sticking, licking, or just plain old fucking. Everything moving around, you looking for that next victim, so you just keep on tricking. No caring if you go in ball. No cover, no cream, just in between. The waiting legs with creamy juice. Sliding down next to your mouth. Do you swallow? Yes, you do. Don't complain because it's a shame. You live like this, but still receive respect. Let it be a woman in this position. She will be thrown under the bus instead of appreciated for the work she put in. Men whore, there's a double standard. Women whores can't even stand it. You keep on crawling on all fours. While ladies, you just opening up your drawers. Stop and think. This might be a mistake. This may be your last chance to get a righteous piece of ass. Cover if you want to recover. Your self-esteem, don't be so mean. Man whore, you are for sure. And that is my piece.
This Strong Island girl, you never cease to amaze me. All right. We're going to take, we have the show is winding down, but we, that was Miss Strongarden, and we certainly thank her for that piece. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 818 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy, and who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
We got a repeat offender in the building thinking about something. I'm saying, did I call back too early? Should I call back in a few minutes or?
No, go ahead, because we got 9 more minutes remaining in the show, and we got a couple of more callers, so.
Oh, shit.
Get it
in. I'll do it fast. I'll do it real fast with my rapid fire something. Pain
right.
In my hand, pain in my feet, all over my body. I've been stigmatized. The record skips. If pain was a love song, I'd be singing that shit every single night, snapping my fingers to it, jamming to it, romancing to it like it was some type of WBLSBET midnight love thing. I'd be singing and dancing and moving and grooving to that fucked up groove every single night. If pain were a love song, instead of Celine Dion or Luther Vandross or Barry White, it would probably be sung by someone in some city, in some place, in some fucked up town you never heard of before, someone you never thought of before, someone you never met, never seen, never even knew what they mean. Because they're crying in Haiti, in Sudan, in somebody else's lap, in a different language. But you would feel them anyway, though. Like they be feeling those bullets and knives and guns because they don't own no Teflon bulletproof vest like the rapper 50 Cent. They don't own no property either, no home either, themselves either. All they got is that scream in the back of their throat and that poem they just wrote. Can't you hear it? My life, my life, my life, my life is fucked up, full of pain, man. If pain were a love song, Billie Holiday would be a holiday. She'd be singing about those strange fruits swinging in trees while we be dangling and dangling and dangling on Albany Avenue, Rodeo Drive, and Main Street, trying to catch our note. A cab, a bus, a train, anything to take me away from this pain because I'm about to go insane. I'm about to get ballistic, get you lifted, and hopefully get you lifted because I gotta spit this, and when I'm done, somebody's gonna look at me like I stole something, like ass, the time when I rewind and I was on fire, performing celestial dances in poetic trances, chilling in poetic jism as I got myself off. I'll be sporting pain like somebody's smelly t-shirt. Does pain stink? Intoxicated by it, bruised by it. I'm saying I better get me a restraining order. If pain were a love song, I'll be singing that shit and singing that shit every single night. Pain in my hand, pain in my feet, all over my body. I've been stigmatized. And that's that piece. We in the building. I'm saying. Right, that's it. That's what I'm saying. You can't blame. Slamming is good. It can put you in practice for that. That's what it is. I'm saying. We're the
Yes, we enjoy that. You come back every week now. You bring a fire like that.
I'm coming right now. All shit. I'm in the guest. What is it? He gave me a number. I should be guest number 16805 or something like that.
All right. You should see all the love they got for you in the chat room.
If you want to look me up, I'm on Reverb Nation. Just type in thinking about something on Reverb Nation, y'all. THINKNBOUTSUMTHEN. Thinking about something. That's what it is. And, you know, we in the building. That's what it is. If you're a Reverb Nation,
all right,
I'm in
there. Yeah, we definitely want to connect with. All right, we got 5 more minutes. We're going to take the next call. Well, thank you so much, brother, for again rendering such a fire filled people.
Oh, shit. We in here. I'm saying.
All right, we're going to take the next caller. We're going to put you on mute here and take the next caller. But thank you so much for sharing another piece with us. Caller from the 323 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
It is the Oracle, darling, from Hollywood, California.
Hi, Miss Oracle.
Hello. That brother knows how to spit a piece.
Ooh, yes,
as the young folks would say. How have you been doing, my darling? I know the show is late, so I'll talk after it goes into just the chat room. Let me give you a piece right quick. It's called Where the Grass is Greener. You know how it is. Everybody always looking in somebody else's backyard, you know, and looking over to see what's happening with the Joneses, trying to keep up. Well, that's where the heart of this piece comes from, because the way I figure it, no matter what street you're on, people go both ways. Each living the same kinds of lives. Multiple life experiences are prerequisite for every entry onto the road of life. Detours allowed for the sake of convenience, a lesson or two, or just because. No matter what street you're on, people go both ways. Road congestion caused by the tangled lives we lead. The seemingly unending roadblocks, traffic stops, and traffic cops along the way are the results of the choices we've made, the outcome of which we can only predict, never guarantee, and yet count on to come out all right. No matter what street you're on, people go both ways. Like the New York hustle, we are on the road much of the waking day, and then we revisit the road in our dreams at night, hashing out the actual reality of our lives and dreaming out the fantasies not yet realized. No matter what street you're on, people go both ways. The grass appears greener on the other side, then it hits you. Greener grass requires more maintenance, more water of words, more bullshit to get its lush appearance. It hits you like a ton of bricks. What you've been chasing, you already have. You experience a comfort of spirit you thought impossible. You stopped long enough to recognize the beautiful, lush, sturdy, and yes, greenness of your own lawn of life that is you. You realize that everyone else sees your grass as the greener one. Now, when you step out on the road of life and admire the grass-lined trees and lush foliage caressing the sides of the buildings you pass along the way, you smile and say, "Wow, that's really pretty. I can't wait to get home where the grass is greener." And that's that piece.
Woo! That's the Oracle. We send the building now.
Yeah. Thank you, my sister. Thank you for the privilege and the honor. I'd like to invite everyone to tune in to my show on Sunday. It's from 3 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. The first hour, George Frazier is going to be a guest. He's considered the networking guru. You know, you've heard of him. He wrote the book Success Runs in Our Race. He sits with President Obama and Oprah and folks like that, and he is gracing my mic. He's calling into my show with the first hour
on
Sunday.
Could you please make sure you put that in
your
show?
Oh, I'm going to put it
in the chat room, Oracle, so that everybody can stay connected.
Okay, and the second hour, real quick, the second hour is devoted to the people we choose to be our families, our play brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles and big mamas and what have you, that we take into our lives as our family when the ones we got ain't right. So the second half is devoted to the love of those family members we choose, you know. So I will put it in the chat room.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
I love you, and you're going to be on the show. You're going to be on the show.
Yes, March 27th.
Coming up. Okay, darling, I love you. I'll put my hand down.
Okay. All right. That was the Oracle, and I just want to take this moment to thank everyone that showed up and rendered pieces this evening. Don't forget our Hot 100, April the 7th. We will be giving away a cash prize and a Poetic Energy Radio trophy. So put that calendar on your day. I just want to thank all the poets that came through, all of the ones that the pieces, all the people and our guests and our global listeners that hung out with us this evening. We so love you. God bless you, and good night. See you the same place and the same time next week. God bless.